Stress is unavoidable, right? But a vast majority of Americans feel unduly stressed at work, with 78 respondents to a new CareerCast survey rating their job stress at 7 or higher on a 10-point scale. On that note, CareerCast has a look at the least and most stressful jobs for 2019. We're joined now by Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast. Last hour, we looked at the most stressful jobs, now the least stressful. Kyle, what made the list?
Just in general, IT and healthcare are both strong growth outlook, typically pretty good salaries, and I feel like that's really reflected here in our least stressful jobs, because you've got audiologists at number 4, healthcare profession, 21% growth outlook, annual median salary just under $76,000 a year. So you're talking about a lot of growth potential, you're talking about great pay, and you're talking about something that, in terms of our 11 stress factors, scores pretty low. And actually, number 1, staying in healthcare as well, you've got a diagnostic medical sonographer. And that's a position, 23% growth outlook, annual median salary above $71,000. Again, great pay, great potential. And it scores pretty low on the stress factor, because you're not looking at those things like, you know, working with a high volume of clients face-to-face, per se. You're not under a lot of public scrutiny. You're not under tight deadlines in the classic sense. And you're not necessarily facing, you know, inherent physical danger. So these are really great opportunities that are going to pay well, are going to be low stress, and are going to have good potential for your future.
All right, so explain the number 1 on the list. What exactly does a diagnostic medical sonographer do?
So that's a job that has been booming within the last decade or so because of advancements in healthcare technology. So sonographer, you're able to essentially x-ray and evaluate whether it be a pregnant woman or muscle injuries, things of that nature, using that sonography equipment to basically get a look at what's going on beneath the surface. And really huge for evaluating pregnancies, how a baby's developing and that sort of thing, working closely with parents. That's kind of the avenue that it's most associated with. But they also work with things like muscle injuries, basically anything beneath the surface that that you can use that equipment to get a closer look at without having to use x-rays.
We're speaking with Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast. We're talking about their survey about the least stressful jobs in 2019. This one, correct me if I'm wrong, has come up on the list before. Number 7 on the list of least stressful, jeweler, but the growth outlook at minus 7%. What's happening to Americans' jewelers?
Yeah, it's interesting, because these numbers, both the salaries and the growth outlook, refer to the United States specifically. There's been a lot of international outsourcing of these kind of jeweler positions, because this doesn't just refer to somebody who owns a jewelry store. This is somebody who's working with assessing the quality of jewels and that sort of thing. A lot of that is outsourced, or, you know, goes on beyond American borders. So the growth outlook's not good. It's the only one with a negative growth outlook here. But in terms of the stress factors that we look at, the invariables like deadlines and travel and that sort of thing, it comes in one of the least stressful in terms of the 225 jobs we look at for the Jobs Rated Report.
The university professor, growth outlook 15%, pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. And, 76,000 in terms of annual median salary. Great profession, obviously very important profession. Statistics still show that a college degree is going to get you more pay over the course of a career and give you better opportunities as soon as you enter the workforce. So still really important job that appears here on this least stressful, again, because of those 11 factors.
Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Kensing from CareerCast.com.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.